beautiful. But she, oh, she's out there as lonesome as could be. I didn't like it.
She, is she kind of a gloomy person?
No. She just read in the town, wanted to make fun of the country, about all I know.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's a lot of town folk, and I told her that it was a great pity. You know, the little city cousin makes fun of the country cousin. But the little city cousin usually likes to get out in the country. He usually likes to get out.
Right.
And I told her there's just as many, the little city cousin is just as ignorant on many country things as the country is ignorant on the city. And it's true. They are. I know I got mad with one of our shoe men here. I never would go in his store anymore. I think he's died recently. His dad is his brother. And I'd always gone there and got my shoes. Up until one day when I went in there, he asked me some of the most foolish questions about the cotton. I don't know what they were, but anyway, to me, they were foolish. About how many pounds it took to make a bale or so and so. Anyway, it's clear off. To me, it was. And he just kept asking, and I got mad with him. And I thought he was making fun of me. And I did, and I still do. I never would go back to his store anymore. Well, he'd ask, well, how many pounds did it, how much did we have to haul off to get a bale, and what did the bale weigh in? And it gets way off over yonder. Oh, just, well, I thought he ought to know a little bit about that. And he didn't have business asking me. He knew I was from the country. And didn't have to make him fun of me. I just wouldn't go back in. So, and I think that's kind of like she was. She's just been reared in the city to be make fun of the country. Now that's what I think more. She, I don't think she had so much to be making fun of the country, but it doesn't make any difference. You know, some of them make fun of the country that don't have any right. And I don't. I was reared, born and reared in the country. It's all right.
Well, you mentioned, you were talking about hair. What would you call it if a man's letting the hair on his face grow out? He's growing up.
Whiskers and beard. And this is a goatee. Little bitty goatee down here.
Do you have any feelings about that? Do you particularly care for facial hair on men? Or?
Well, I don't like it. No, I don't.
I see.
But I know the old ones did. And my father had mustache. But I never knew him without mustache. But he did it because he had a purple spot on his lip, upper lip. And he was always afraid of the sun of turning that into maybe malignant. And you see, he studied medicine and he knew what might happen there. And so he let that mustache go down. Now maybe that's Vera. All right. I'm supposed to be. Yes, ma'am. Well, now wait a minute. The man, I paid up when I left Greenville and had it sent to Dallas, didn't I? And I paid for a year, did I not? Okay, now then, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I did, and I turned it in. Haven't you got it back?